When my brother and his family lived in New York City years ago, we packed up one Thanksgiving and we went to spend the holidays with them in New York. And because my parents, like all grandparents, would do anything for their grandchildren, they got up really early on Thanksgiving. And they went out and they staked out a place on the sidewalk so we could watch the Thanksgiving Day parade. And we joined them shortly after that, but by that time the crowds were starting to form. People were just everywhere, 10 to 12 people deep already, hours before the parade, that I had never seen that many people in one place to watch balloons. But there's something about a parade. There was energy and electricity in the air. It's about celebration and community. It's about tradition and nostalgia. That when I watch Snoopy float by, I had this funny smile on my face, like I was taken back to when I was 8 years old. And then when Kermit the Frog showed up, all these memories started to flood back. And then there were new balloons, like Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Sonic the Hedgehog. And I watched all the children around me as excitement filled their eyes as they pointed up at each balloon, telling their parents all about them. That there is something about a parade. And Palm Sunday is about a parade. But as we think back to everything that happened on this day, it is so hard to put it into words. That we call this day the triumphal entry. And there is evidence throughout the story of triumph that Jesus and the disciples came near Jerusalem. Jesus sent the disciples to go fetch a donkey and a colt, which I know sounds odd because Jesus can't ride two animals at the same time. But the Gospel of Matthew is so focused on stressing that Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophets, Matthew goes out of its way to refer back to the prophet Zechariah, where it says, "Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious, humble, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, on the foal of a donkey." And since Jesus can't ride two animals at the same time, Matthew is not making a literal point. Matthew is making a theological point. That Jesus is a different kind of king. In contrast to the Roman Empire, which controlled Israel during this day and time, that Jesus had a different approach. That when the Roman officials rode into Jerusalem, they did so on horses, a symbol, and a tool of war. But Jesus rides in on a donkey, a symbol of humility and peace. Well, then the parade begins. People line the streets, take off their cloaks, throw them down. They treat Jesus like a king, shouting, "Hosanna in the highest." That they are celebrating how Jesus will turn the world upside down, freeing them from Roman oppression and leading them out of their wilderness. But before we get caught up in the parade, before we start taking off our cloaks and throwing them down, we need to think about what is taking place. That Hosanna oftentimes has been translated as alleluia. It is praising God that whether we shout it or whisper it, it is giving thanks for what God has done. But the people at the parade, they are anticipating what God will do. That Hosanna can also be translated as save us. That the people are crying out for help. They are crying out for God to save them. And one of the trappings of the wilderness is forgetting that we can experience both of those things at the same time. That out there in the wilderness, we can experience both despair and joy. That we find ourselves gathering with others and crying out for help, but also shouting hallelujah in celebration. And if we forget that we can experience both of those things in the wilderness, we can end up ignoring one of them and only paying attention to the other. But the wilderness is not all good, and it's not all bad. That out there in the wilderness, we might experience hunger, but we might also witness manna from heaven. That in the midst of our wilderness, we might feel the threat of thirst, but we also might taste water from a rock. That as an Exodus church, we have to remember a life of faith is not all good and it's not all bad. That there are ups and downs, that we cry for help and we shout hallelujah in celebration. And through all the good and all the bad, we have to remember that God is turning this world upside down. As the psalmist says, the stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, that it is a grand reversal where a cry for help just might end up as an alleluia of celebration. It's a lot like a parable. You know, those stories that start out safe enough, where we just expect it to be the status quo. There's this person hurt on the side of the road, and then, oh, a Levite and a priest are walking up. We expect them as religious officials to do good, and yet they walk on by. But then the next person, someone we don't expect to do good, a Samaritan, that he ends up being the hero of the story. That it completely upends our view of this world. But isn't that the way of love? It surprises us. It startles us. It challenges us. That love starts out safe enough until you try it. That you decide to reach out to someone, to show up for them, to offer words of encouragement, to stop, to sit down, to listen, to try, to help. And then we discover that in caring for somebody else, we can experience hurt and worry as well as joy and delight. that it surprises us. We remember that a cry for help can become an alleluia of celebration. And in knowing that, it allows us to walk through the shadows towards the light. I had a friend some years ago who was telling me about his grown son and reminiscing on when his son was much younger, that my friend, when he was in his 20s, loved to play jazz on the saxophone. And because of that, he played in all these jazz clubs around the town where he lived. And because of that, he developed all of these friendships across racial boundaries, friendships that broadened and deepened his life. So when his son was growing up in the Deep South, he feared that his son would develop a different view of race. So he was always talking to him about race and how the differences amongst people are good and should be celebrated. Well, one day he took his son to the barber shop, which his son loved to go see the barber. The barber always made him feel special. When he was younger, he loved sitting in the barber's chair. He felt like a king. And they were there one Saturday morning, barbershop full of people, his son sitting in the chair getting his hair cut. And the man sitting in the barber's chair next to his son was telling all these stories. And then this man told a terrible racist joke. And the whole room erupted in laughter. And as the conversation unfolded, there were all of these racial slurs and overt prejudice. So when my friend's son hopped down out of the barber chair, the barber started to sweep it out because it was my friend's turn next. Instead of sitting down, they started to walk to the door. The barber was quite confused. He says, "Where are you going? I'm so sorry for the wait." And my friend turned around and said, "You might have undone in 12 minutes what I have tried to teach my son for 12 years. Thankfully, the experience had the reverse effect, that the son on the drive home talked about what was said and started to see clearly for himself why his father had said everything to him about race growing up. And he started to claim those lessons as his own." It's the kind of reversal that we find in the steadfast love of God, where a cry for help can become an alleluia of celebration. Something that can turn this world upside down, moment by moment, day by day. That we give our attention, our focus to the parade of Palm Sunday, as one writer says, so that our attention can become our intention. that we give our attention to that reversal that we find in God's steadfast love, where despair can become hope, where hate can become love, where death can become life, where Hosanna can become hallelujah, so that our attention can become our intention, where we intend to seek out light and we intend to cultivate love and we intend to care for the needs of others. Because a cry for help can become an alleluia of celebration. Amen.